Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and various leaders across party lines have expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. President Murmu said in her message, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister visited Dr. Manmohan Singh's residence in New Delhi to pay their last respects to the former Prime Minister. The Union Cabinet today expressed condolences over the demise of Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in memory of Dr. Singh and paid homage by observing a two-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. It added that Dr. Singh served as India's finance minister between 1991 to 1996, and his role in ushering in a comprehensive policy of economic reforms is well recognized. Dr. Manmohan Singh's final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. In a social media post, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said the mortal remains of the former Prime Minister will be at his residence in the national capital today for the public to offer their condolences. He added that tomorrow morning his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office and the public and party workers will have the opportunity to offer their tributes. NCP-SP President Sharad Pawar has said Dr. Manmohan Singh was one of the finest persons known for his integrity and honesty and a very good administrator. He added that Dr. Singh restored India's economy when it was in a bad shape. Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh also recalled his fond memory with Dr. Manmohan Singh. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said Dr. Manmohan Singh was such a PM who strengthened the country economically, so many things that it is visible in the country right now. That is because of former PM Manmohan Singh. The government has declared a 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of funeral in all Indian missions and high commissions of India abroad. Leaders from across the globe, including neighboring nations, have paid tributes to former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, emphasizing his legacy as a statesman and visionary leader. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed his heartfelt condolences to the people of India on behalf of his country. He remembered Dr. Singh as a pivotal architect of India-U.S. ties and called him one of the greatest champions of the U.S.-India strategic partnership. Brazilian President Lula da Silva recalled Manmohan Singh's contribution in setting up IPSA, India-Brazil-South Africa Dialogue Forum and the BRICS grouping. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai wrote on social media that India has lost one of its most illustrious sons. Prominent economists have mourned the passing away of former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. IMF Deputy Director Gita Gopinath said the economic reforms he ushered in as Finance Minister in 1991 inspired countless young economists like herself. Member of the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister, Sanjeev Sanal, said his generation of Indians was the creation of the economic reforms introduced by Manmohan Singh in 1991. He said in his message, the two most significant years of the 20th century for India were 1947 and 1991. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over parts of northwest and central India for today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. Shoma Sen Roy said that heavy rainfall and hailstorm activity are expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, western parts of Uttar Pradesh, eastern Rajasthan and western Madhya Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.